Parashas Nitzavim, Rishon Perikhov Tess, Pasuk Tess. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elkechem. You are standing today, all of you, before Hashem, your God. Rashichem, Shivdechem, Zignichem, Shidrichem, Kol Ish Yisrael. Your heads of your tribes, your elders, your police officers, every Jewish person. Rashichem, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Malavid, Shekonis Moshe, Lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu, Biyom Moso, Lehakonis Bebris. Moshe brought all the Jews together before Hashem to bring them into the covenant. Rashichem, Shivdechem, Roshechem, Lishivdechem, the heads by your tribes, Signechem, Vishotrechem, Chashiv, Chashiv, Kodim, the more prominent first, Vachakach, Kolish, Yisrael, and all the other Jews. Pasuk Yotapchem, Meshechem, your children, your wives, Sigerachah, and your converts, Asher, Bekerav, Machanach, that are in the midst of your camp, Michotev, Itzach, Atrev, Imacha, from the hewers of the wood to the drawers of the water. Rashi comments, Michotev, Itzach, Malamit, Shabo, Kananim, Lizgayer. There were Kananim who wanted to convert, Bimi Moshe, the same way that in the days of Moshe there came these converts that who were from Canaanite origin, like that of the Givonim in the days of Yeshua. That's what it says. They also act cunningly, meaning Moshe, and Moshe already signed them for the hewers of wood and the drawers of water. Pasuk Yud Aleph. For you to pass into a covenant with Hashem your God, and into his oath that Hashem your God forges for you today. So you should be passing into a covenant, but it doesn't mean to make you pass. Ella, rather it's like the form of for you to perform. So here also for you to pass. Derech Havara, the way of passing, Kacha Yikorsim Bris, that's how they would traditionally forge a covenant. Osen Mechitza Mikan, Mechitza Mikan, they make a barrier on each side. For Ovrin B'neim, they would pass it between them, these two barriers, Kemoshen Emar, Baha'igal, Asher Karsu Lushnayim, by Rub Sukh Ben Abisarim, by the Bris Ben Abisarim, Avram cut these two pieces in half, and then he walked through them. Pasuk Yud Beis, L'man HaKim Oschol Hayom Lo La'am, La'am, in order to establish you today as a people for him, he'll be for you a God, as he spoke to you, like he swore to your fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Rashi comments, he takes the initiative to put himself in so much trouble, so that he can establish you before him. As a people, he'll be for you as a God. If you should because he spoke to you, and also swore to your forefathers, never to exchange their offspring for another nation. And that's why he binds you with these oaths, so you shouldn't antagonize him, because he can't separate from you. This is the simple reading of the pasuk. But the Medrash says, why does the Torah compare, juxtapose the pasuk parsha of Atem Tzavim to the klalos mentioned earlier in Parshas Kisavo? The fish shami saw because the Jews heard mea klalos v'ches chaser shtein. They heard 100 minus 2, which means 90 klalos chutz mi arba v'tisha shabataras klanim. Aside from also the 49 that were mentioned in Taras klanim, horiko penem, their faces turned pale because they were afraid of the curses. Amru miyuchalamo ve'ela, who can send by these so intense these curses? Hischa Moshe l'paisa Moshe was appeasing them by saying Atem Tzavim hayom. You were saying today, Harba Hichasim Lamakim, you already angered Hashem so much, Fulasa Chem Kaliyah, but he didn't destroy you. Hariatem Kayam, behold, you're existing before Hashem. Hayom, but Kayam is it like today, Shuhu Kayam, which exists, Fumafil Me'ar, which becomes dark and light, Kach Hayir Lahem, so we did give you light, Vachinasil Hayir Lahem, he's going to give you more light, Vaklos Vayisur Mekayim Eschem, and the curses and punishments will sustain you, Matsiv Eschem Lefanav, and keeping you standing before him. And also the parsha before this, two pieces name is called the form of consolation. You have seen everything that Hashem did for you, and the passage too does not constitute an interruption, but it's also emphasizing that you're here, and you see everything that's going on, and you're still alive. You are standing. The Jews were traveling from leader to leader. Moshe to Yeshua, from Moshe to Yeshua, the Kafir. Therefore, also Matseva, he made a standing assembly, Kedei Lazarism, to exhort them. V'chinas Yoshua v'chin Shmuel hitziatzu ve'eshbeta eschem kishiyatzu miyado v'nechzu miyado shal shal. When Shmuel was leaving and Shal was entering, Shmuel commanded people to stand and have an assembly. Pasuk Yud Gimel. It's not just you who I'm creating a covenant and creating and establishing this curse. Pasuk Dal Kies Asher Yeshal Po Imano Hayomen Ayom Lefnei Hashem Lakinu Ve'is Asher Inenu Po Imano Ayom. But with whoever is here standing with us today before Hashem our God, and with whoever is not here today, are included as well. Rashi comments Ve'is Asher Inenu Po Va'af Imhadoros Asid Milios. Even with the generations in the future that were destined to be, are included in this curse, in this bris and the oath mentioned earlier. Pasuk Tezvav Ki Atem Yedatem Is Asher Yishadnu Be'eretz Mitzrayim. For you know how we dwelled in the land of Egypt, and how we passed through the midst of the nations who we passed. Pasuk Tazayin, Vatira Shifutziyem, you saw their just abominations, Vyeskulihem, and their idols, Eitz Ve'Evan, Kesef Ve'Zav Hashem, stones and brick and wood and silver and gold that they have for them. Rashi comments, Kiatem Datem. The fishi riasam ha'umos over the avodazar, because you've seen the nations of idol worshippers. V'shema hisi leiv echem mihem oso, maybe one of your hearts has been persuaded. Lo'lachas aharim to follow them. Penish b'chem ish o'isha l'figach. Therefore, ani tzarach l'ashvim. That's why I'm giving an oath. V'atir eshek v'tzihem al shem shehem u'usim kishkatzim. They're called shkatzim, abominations, because they're like they're disgusting, like revolting creatures. They mean they stink and are disgusting. Like excrement. Those of wood and stone. You saw in the open for the non-Jew who owned them was not afraid of them, lest they be stolen. But the silver and gold that were with them in the tiled rooms in the interior of the houses, because they were afraid maybe they'll be stolen because they're so expensive. Whether you have a man or a woman, a family or a tribe, whose heart turns from Hashem, our God, to serve these gods, perhaps there is among you a root growing gall and whorehound. Rashi comments, maybe there's someone who's not just running away from accepting this covenant upon himself. The root which grows, ace of Mara, bitter herb. Which are bitter, he grows and increases wickedness among your midst. When he hears these oaths, these curses, and he'll bless himself in his heart, saying, "Shalom yali, there'll be peace to me, ki b'shirus levi'alech, for I'm going as my heart fits, sees fit." L'man tzavot harva asat semeya, thereby adding the drunk with the thirsty. Rashi comments, "Yisparech b'levo, loshem bracha," meaning he's getting a blessing. Yechash v'belivo, b'rechash shalom ha'atzma, he thinks in his heart, a blessing of peace is upon himself, l'imor, saying, "Lo yavenu kolos halalu, ach shalom yali." Nothing, these curses won't come upon me, everything will be peaceful. V'yisparech, Bindra Se Belaz, which means a reflexive form of blessing oneself, like a benediction. Kimo Viskaliach, and he will shave himself, his palel, he will pray. Bishirus Libi, Bimaris Libi, in the vision of my heart. Kimo Asherenu Vlo Karov. The word like Bishirus is like the word Asherenu, which means I view it but it's not near, that's the Pasuk. Kilomer Mashli Viro, Allah so whatever my heart sees to do fit. Svos Harva has Mamat Svos Harva Asasamea, thereby adding to the drunk. Lefisha Usif lo Peronis, for I shall add upon him punishment, Amasha Asa Adhina, until from what he's done until now, Bishogig unintentionally, Vaisimavra Aleyem, Gvigorim Atash Atrafin Imamazit. So now though I overlooked it, but now he caused me that I should combine with him also the intentional sins, Vapera Mimenu Hakol, and now everything will be punished. Vachain Targum Unclus, Bidil Ospala Chete Shulasa Adzdana, Shaosif and Loani, I will add upon him Hashkagos, Alzdanos, the unintentional with the intentional Harava. Shogig, the drunk means unintentional. Shu osik adam shikar, shahu osik shlomidas, like one who does things without intent. Hatzmeya shu osik midas ubitaiva, thirsty is like one who does it with intention and with desire. Pasuk yud tes leiv Hashem slach lo. Hashem will not be willing to forgive him. Ki oz yashan af Hashem v'kinosah beishahu. For Hashem is anger, and His wrath will be, and of smoke will be upon him. Rav tzavo kol halach ksuva b'sefer hazeh, and the entire imprecation written in this book will come upon him. Mach Hashem es shemo mitachas Hashem, and Hashem will erase his name under the heavens. Rashi comments: Hashem af Hashem, I they cast through anger. Hagof mischamim, the body heats up. The Hashem see minaf, and the smoke figuratively leaves from the nose. K'vchein al Hashem v'apel, smoke comes up from his nose. Afa pisha einzu lufnei malchum, even Hashem doesn't have any physical features. Hakasam hashmias ha'ozen, the Torah lets us hear k'derech shehi regil yichol l'shma, according to what we're accustomed to hearing, k'fi derech eretz, according to the normal way of speaking. V'kinas al l'shem chema, which means rage, and prenment belaz, which means a form of rage, an outburst of emotion which leads to action in Old French. Echizas levishas nekama, taking hold of a trait of being dressed with vengeance. Ve'ino ma'aver alamida, not forgiving, not forgoing the measure, meaning unforgiving. Pasuchah v'vdilo Hashem la ra'am mikol shevtei Yisrael, Hashem will set him aside from for evil from among all the tribes of Israel. K'kol ha'losak bris haksuva b'sefer Torah zeh, and give him all the curses of the covenant that was written in the Sefer Torah. Rashi comments haksuva b'sefer Torah zeh l'malhu omer gam kol chaliv chol makeh b'sefer Torah hazos. Here it's in the feminine, the word zos, but here in this pasuk it's referring to the word zeh in the masculine. Hazos lashon akeva musuv al Torah. The word zos, the Rashi explains, the word zos is referring to the Torah, which is feminine. Hazel lashon zachar musuv al sefer. But here it's referring to the sefer. Va'al gidei pasuk pisuk hatamim, and through the pauses of the cantillation marks hin nechalak l'mishesh shoshanos, there are two different meanings. The parashas are closed by the clause that says the word zos hatipcha nusunim tachas sefer. The tipcha, the pause, cantillation, is used by the word sefer. But Torah hazos, tivukas evazen, the word Torah and zos are connected with the cantillation marks. L'chein namar hazos, that's why it says hazos, because it's with the Torah, the word Torah. V'kana tipcha nesun tachas haTorah, but here the tipcha, the pause, is by the word Torah. Nimtz of sefer Torah, tivukim zevazeh, the word sefer and Torah together. L'figach, lashon zachar nofal achav, that's where the next word is going to be zachar, shalashon nofal al sefer, because the word is referring to the zeh is referring to, the word zos is referring to the sefer. In other words, that is referring to the sefer. Pasuk Chabal, Amar Hador Acharon, and the later generation will say, B'nechem Asher Yikumu Me'acharichem, the children who come after you, B'hanachri Asher Yavo Me'er Tzorchiko, or a non-Jew who comes from a distant land, Varu Es Makos Arz Ha'iv Es Tachlu El, and I'll say all the plagues and the illness in the land, Asher Chila B'Hashem Ba, then Hashem afflicted. Pasuk Chabez, Gafris V'melch Sirfa Kol Arza, sulfur and salt was burning in the entire land. Zos is Rav Lo Tzmeach, won't plant, won't cause growth, V'le Aleba Eitzav, won't have any grass. Like the towns that all these towns that were overturned, that Hashem turned over in anger and in wrath. And then the nations will ask, for what reason did Hashem do all this to the land? Why is this wrathfulness of great anger? And they will say, because they've forsaken the covenant of Hashem, their God, of their father. Asher Karas Imam B'Yotiyo Samei Hashem Sen, Hashem created a covenant when they left Egypt. Pasuk Chafhei, Vayachu, and they went by Abdu Elohim Echerim, they served other gods, Vayashach Elohim, they bowed to them, Elohim Asher Lidadum, Loidum, Loh Chalak Lehem, other gods which Hashem, which they did not know, and Hashem did not apportion to them. Rashi comments, Loidum, Loidubam, Gvuras Elohim, they actually don't know the power of this deity. Loh Chalak Lehem, Loh Naslam Lechalkim, he didn't give them to their portion. Which means they didn't do anything good for the Jews. The word lochalak, which means he did not apportion, also Elohim, it's referring to the God which they chose. He didn't give them any portion or any share. Hashem was very angry at the land. To bring the entire curse that is written in this Torah and this sefer. And Hashem removed them from the soil with anger, with wrath, and great fury. And he cast them away to a different land on this very day. Now Hashem comments, "Vayit Hashem." Kitagum, as English translates, "Vayit Vaytalenum," and he expelled them. Behold, I will evict them from the land. The hidden things Hashem Elokeinu belong to Hashem. Behind the glass, but the open things, to us and our children forever. To carry out all the words of the Torah. Rashi comments in Esteros Hashem Alkenu. If you determine, if you say, "My Abedin Lasos," what are we able to do? Atam Neshes Harabim, we punish the many. Alei Ruya Hayachid, for the sins of the individual. Shnemar Pinish Bechem Ish. Maybe you have a man. Ba'achkach V'yaru Es Makos Harartahi. And then it says you'll plague the land, which means the entire land will suffer. Hello, in Adam Yodea. But who does? No, a person doesn't know. V'mat Mosaf Shalchayu, the hidden thoughts of a man. So the response is, I'm not going to punish the community over the hidden things. That's only for Hashem. But he will take due punishment to that individual. But things that are revealed and open, everyone's punished for to remove the evil from their midst. If the din was not done, Hashem will punish the many. The word lano and veneno have a nekudos, that's literally to expound, the community wasn't punished for the public until after they crossed the Yarden, when they accept the oath when they accepted the oath to become guarantors for each other.